This is the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast from Speakeasy Marketing. Discover how to enhance your reputation as an attorney and outmarket your competitors. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and post a review.
Good afternoon. This is Tracy Murda on behalf of Richard Jacobs with Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast. Today, I'd like to welcome special guest attorney James Abbati, criminal defense attorney of Law Offices of James Abbati in New Jersey. Thank you so much for joining me on this snowy day, James.
Thank you so much, Tracy. It's great to be here with you.
So we're going to tackle a topic that I think is kind of hot in the news right now, which is, of course, crimmigration, which is what we've talked briefly about in the past. But I'd like to get your perspective on what actually is crimmigration and what are you seeing, what types of cases are you seeing kind of evolving out of this?
When I talk about crimmigration, I'm talking about the trend for there to be immigration consequences to criminal law matters, to lower municipal court matters, which deal mostly with the misdemeanors as opposed to felonies, and to the into also DWI matters. And there, it's always been a case that there are consequences that can come to people who have different citizenship statuses, and that they're going to differ, and that they could lead to deportation or other, or an ICE detainer, or people coming to get you. But it's become something which is more noticed by the courts now. And really, to practice criminal law, you need to either have a even basic understanding of the way the immigration system works with criminal violations, or you need to, at the very least, make sure that your client goes out and gets a consultation from a immigration attorney before they make any steps in their case. And in fact, in New Jersey, in the municipal courts, based on some recent case law, I think the case was State versus Pina Flores. There is an instruction given by the court at the beginning of each municipal court session that they'll give you an opportunity to go out and get an immigration consultation to make sure that you're not getting into something which is going to affect your immigration status. And in fact, I had a case a couple of weeks ago where we were there to enter a plea, and the judge found out that the defendant was had a status, and she wouldn't take the plea. She said, "Go and speak to an immigration attorney." Now, there's also the recent changes in immigration law under President Trump that are pretty significant and incredibly significant, and which change the game even more and make it essential that people take into account the interplay between immigration and criminal law.
So it's getting to be a huge issue, but it's always kind of been something that's been boiling under the surface. Tell me, if you don't mind, go back a little bit and tell me about the history of crimmigration and kind of the political context that sort of created this system, so to speak.
Well, it is the onset of what happens when a conviction or a guilty plea goes through. And in the past, generally speaking, if you had some violent crime, it was something that would be brought to the authorities, to the immigration, to their interest. And crimes of moral turpitude, and those in the lower courts tended to be prostitution, DWI, and shoplifting. And not all DWIs, really a third offense DWI, where somebody got hurt. But the politics of this is that there have usually been too many immigrants who are in the country without documentation, some call it illegal immigration, that would that you can't track everyone down and you can't be throwing everyone out all at once. And so the government focused on what are their priorities. And in the past, the priorities are the priorities were violent under President Obama, violent criminals, and those categories of moral turpitude. Now under President Trump, that's changed completely, and pretty much anyone who is getting involved in the criminal justice system is a candidate to be removed. Now, I speak to some immigration attorneys all the time about this, and they say that's not really what's going on, but it is something that's got to be a concern based on the new immigration priorities. And those are that if you are, it used to be if you were one of these special categories, they would look at you. Now, if you've been arrested for a felony, arrested for a misdemeanor, convicted of a felony, convicted of a misdemeanor, or even if you could have been arrested for either of those, that you are now subject to being a priority in deportation. So it's somewhat hard for a criminal defense attorney to handle the case in an immigration context, because some people will, whatever gets deported gets reported to ICE or to Homeland Security. They have the opportunity to say, we're going to get rid of that person, regardless of whether they're convicted, not convicted. It used to be just if you were convicted, you had a problem. If now it's if you're arrested even, or even if you could have been arrested. So basically the categories are wide open, and what the federal government is going to do with those all those additional people being brought into the priorities is something that we're trying to figure out.
So who needs to be concerned about these ever increasing policies or the toughness, so to speak, surrounding immigration?
Well, anyone who is an immigrant, an illegal immigrant without documentation, certainly needs to be aware if they've been arrested for a crime. Some have said that the whole category of could have been arrested is to cover people who came into the country without going through the border or who overstayed their visa. But certainly even people who have come into the country legally, they came on a visa, they extended a work visa, they have resident status. Anyone who's not a citizen has to worry about this stuff. And you can wonder about what is going to be the repercussions. Are people going to be more careful in their behavior? Possible. Are people going to be less likely to report crimes? Possible. It's really tough to figure out what's going to be the blowback from all this. But one thing's for sure is that if you are not a citizen of the United States and you're involved in a crime, even a minor crime, it can now be something which could invite a crimmigration consequence.
So James, what about someone who's even, I mean, just associated or, you know, a witness or someone who's just, you know, happens to be in a situation where police are involved and a crime has taken place? I mean, are you still at that point maybe a little vulnerable?
Well, if you get arrested, you are. And some people may just choose not to stick around, not to cooperate with the police because of this. I don't know what the results of this are going to be, but really from if you're arrested or if you're involved in a crime, if you're convicted especially, it is something which has the potential to put you on a priority for deportation. And just to understand what that all means, the government can't look at everybody. They can't get rid of everybody. So they've set priorities on where they are going to, what types of crimes they're going to look at. And under President Obama, it was simply violent, convicted criminals. Now, a lot of those people who fought their charges are not going to get the benefit of that.
So walk me through what generally happens when an immigrant is arrested and charged with a crime in the United States. What kind of steps or what sort of process are they looking at?
Okay. Now, in many cases, it's unclear what's happening right now. It appears that if the police are working with authorities, that they are going to, it's going to be a notification sent to Homeland Security, and Homeland Security is going to make a decision as to whether this is someone that they are looking to pick up or not. There are a whole host of procedural guidelines that they follow, but there are also some cities which they call themselves sanctuary cities where they don't report this information to the federal government. And Mayor de Blasio in New York got himself in a big mess when he said, we're not going to report this stuff. It's just a DUI. It's not a big deal. No one got hurt. Well, the next day he got a call from the Mothers Against Drunk Driving and really about how he had undercut their message of the last 30 years, and they were not too pleased with it. And I don't think he'll be talking about that again.
I mean, those are some strong organizations like Mothers Against Drunk Driving that are coming out and speaking about such matters. I can imagine that's a huge hit for him.
Yeah. It really was. And so there's a lot of politics going on here. There's the politics of at the State of the Union address. You had the president invited families of people who had family members killed by someone who was in the country illegally. So is that most of the people who are here? No, of course not. But there are attempts to use all of this for politics on both sides of the equation. And in the middle gets caught the person who is arrested of a minor crime and now may have to pay for the politics with his ability to remain in the country or her ability to remain in the country.
So let's say I'm an immigrant, I've been arrested. What rights do I have at that point to legal counsel? And what are sort of the ways that I can reach out? Should I be going to an immigration attorney first? Should I go to a criminal defense attorney first?
Well, I think that you should be going to your criminal attorney. The question is, are you going to be able to go to anyone? Now, this works in with we talked previously about the bail reform changes that are being made and how there's going to be an automatic detention under bail reform. Well, the same thing is going to happen with access to counsel. Everyone has the right to an attorney if they can afford one. But one of the things that happens is if you have an ICE detainer on you, it's a different system, and it's a lot harder to get out, a lot harder to post bail, and that system has not been reformed. And this is a really long answer to a simple question, but yes, you're going to have right to counsel for your criminal law matter. In New Jersey right now, the trend is we're moving towards right to counsel with an immigration lawyer, but that's really something you have to take on your own. If you can't afford an immigration lawyer, the government is not going to pay for it. So it's best to have someone who has some knowledge in the area, who knows somewhat what's going to happen. And it's not like your criminal defense lawyer is going to be the same as an immigration lawyer who handles nothing but that topic. but they are going to be able to provide some information, and most of the time what they're going to tell you is go see an immigration lawyer.
Okay. So you just mentioned too earlier in this conversation, we were talking about how things have obviously changed from the Obama administration now to Trump administration. So at this point, I know it's hard to say, but will an immigrant face deportation if they are merely arrested? And I'm talking, you know, not necessarily these aggravated charges, but maybe even just, you know, severe traffic offenses, things like that. Or do they actually have to get a conviction?
Well, according to the priorities that were put out in the original executive order, the executive priorities on deportation do now include anyone who is arrested for a criminal offense, not even convicted.
Is there anyone who is generally not removable as an immigrant who would be charged with a crime for any sort of, or any sort of protected status, I guess?
Is there anyone who's not? Oh, I would say that anyone who's a citizen is not going to have to worry about that. If you have residence status, you're going to have less of a problem. But I'm looking here at the executive order right now, and what people are calling a blueprint for mass deportation. And it says that the people that are now on their priorities list are people convicted of any criminal offense, regardless of what the offense was, when it occurred, or the circumstances of conviction. The second is people who haven't been convicted of a crime but have been charged with one. The third is people who have simply broken a law with no charges or convictions resulting. So those are people who are going to now come within the – pretty much anyone who's involved with the criminal law under that reading of the executive order will now come within the system. And that's why I'm getting lots of calls from people who are either clients, former clients, or prospective clients who are very concerned about what their criminal situation means for them when they weren't in the past.
James, is there anything where, let's say, you have a conviction on your record, if you're deported, is there any sort of grace period or time, look-back period that goes away where you could eventually maybe come back to the United States where that crime wouldn't be used against you, so to speak?
Yeah, I think that's something that goes beyond my ability to tell you, and you'd have to talk to an immigration lawyer about that. I can't tell you what the time to get back into the country is going to be or how things are going to be looked at in the future. That's something if someone came to me with that question, I would tell them, go see an immigration lawyer about that one. And there are many, many good ones out there.
Okay. And where are these cases generally being heard?
You mean the criminal cases?
Right.
They're in any criminal court, whether it's the municipal courts, whether it's the superior courts. I have not seen with my own eyes a big increase of people being detained because of an order from Homeland Security or ICE. I haven't seen a big increase on there being agents coming to the courts looking for these people. Generally, what would happen is there'd be a detainer. There would be a someone would come to the court afterwards and take them from the jail. But I haven't seen a big increase in that. It's something which the executive orders leave the potential for, but I haven't with my own eyes seen that there's a big increase in that happening in New Jersey?
This is obviously a much bigger discussion than we'll cover everything and solve all the world's problems today. But James, is there any final thoughts or advice on anything we didn't touch on surrounding crimmigration that you can think of that, you know, people need to know and be aware about?
Yeah, I think that in making decisions that you first of all get an attorney anytime you have any interaction with the police. I mean, some people are just arrested for not having a driver's license, which they can't get a driver's license, and that's something which could potentially cause a repercussion for in an immigration sense, or could at least set the stage for it to happen in the future. Don't take anything lightly, and contact if you're going to find yourself in a situation where there's an immigration consequence possible, consult with a lawyer who knows both ends of the law, and both the immigration and the criminal side, or consult an immigration attorney if you've been arrested.
And James, how can someone get in touch with you for further information and maybe some advice and guidance?
Sure. My law firm is located in the Somerville section of New Jersey, and our phone number is 908-210-9755. My email address is jamesabadi@jabadilaw.com, and our website is www.jabadilaw.com. Thanks so much, Tracy.
Thank you so much, James. I really appreciate your time today, especially talking about such an important issue. For anyone who is interested, of course, please reach out to Attorney James Abadi, criminal defense attorney in New Jersey. James, thank you so much, and I hope you stay warm and safe today.
All right, you too, Tracy. Thanks so much.
Have a good one, James. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Secrets of Attorney Marketing podcast from Speakeasy Marketing. Call 888-225-8594. Or email rj@speakeasymarketinginc.com to enhance your reputation and outmarket your competitors. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast and post a review.